Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Jeremiah, and today I'm going to read all of chapter 37 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned as king instead of Coniah, the son of Joachim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land listened to Yahweh's words, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal, the son of Shemaliah, and Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now to Yahweh, our God, for us." Now Jeremiah came in and went out among the people, for they had not put him in prison. Pharaoh's army had come out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard of news of them, they broke up from Jerusalem. Then Yahweh's word came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, 'You shall tell the king of Judah who sent you to me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come out to help you, will return to Egypt in their own land. The Chaldeans will come again and fight against this city. They will take it and burn it with fire.' Yahweh says, 'Don't deceive yourself, saying, the Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart. For though you had struck the whole army of the Chaldeans who fight against you, and only wounded men remained among them, they would each rise up in his tent and burn this city with fire.' When the army of the Chaldeans had broken up from Jerusalem for fear of Pharaoh's army, then Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to receive his portion there in the middle of the people. When he was in Benjamin's gate, a captain of the guard was there whose name was Irjah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and he seized Jeremiah the prophet, saying, 'You are defecting to the Chaldeans.' Then Jeremiah said, 'That is false. I'm not defecting to the Chaldeans.' But he didn't listen to him, so Irjah seized Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. The princes were angry with Jeremiah and struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah had come into the dungeon house and into the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and had him brought out. The king asked him secretly in his house, 'Is there any word from Yahweh?' Jeremiah said, 'There is.' He also said, 'You will be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon.' Moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, 'How have I sinned against you, against your servants, or against this people that you have put me in prison? Now, where are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, the king of Babylon will not come against you, nor against this land? Now, please hear, my lord the king, please. Let my supplication be presented before you, that you not cause me to return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there.' Then Zedekiah the king commanded, and they committed Jeremiah into the court of the guard. They gave him a daily loaf of bread out of the baker's street until all the bread in the city was gone. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a passage about being misunderstood and having ill motives assigned. And Jeremiah went through it. He was thrown into prison and he wasn't doing anything wrong. And they had assumed wrongly that he was defecting when he wasn't. And so, Lord, I know that that is one of the greatest pains that we can experience on this earth today, is when someone assigns nefarious motives to us. Someone says and assumes the worst about us and thinks the worst about us. So Lord, maybe someone out there in my audience has walked through that. I know I have, and it's not fun. I pray you would carry that person. I pray that you would hold them. I pray that you would speak life over them. I pray that the truth would be made known. And as they wait for it to be made known, that you would just pour your life into them, give them encouragement, send other people into their life who speak life over them. Lord, that recently happened with me where there was just so much negativity and you sent this little prophetess, so to speak, into my world, who just turned it upside down and said some amazing things that were just from your heart, Lord. So Lord, send my friend someone like that, someone who will remind them of the truth that you are for us, not against us, that our work matters in light of eternity, that you see that broken relationship, that you know that we are trying our hardest and working very hard on reconciliation, but it doesn't always work out. Lord, you see the cry of our heart. You see when we are longing for our friends or our family members to come back to you. You see the heartache that happens after job loss. You see the pain that happens when we constantly are facing health issues. So Lord, I pray that you would be the lifter of burdens today. I pray that you would lift the anguish that people are walking through and help us as we walk through that valley of misunderstanding to know that you are the God, not only that sees us, but understands us. I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by you, the patrons. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday at $10, a free painting, 25, something new. We're going to be doing a Zoom call every month where we're talking about the scriptures. This month, we'll be talking about Jeremiah, and we're going to glean as much as we can, and I'll teach you what I've learned. And then at the $100 level, I will send you a physical book, one of my physical books, and you will be added to my prayer list. Plus, you'll receive the painting, plus you'll also receive the Zoom link to participate there. So I would love to have you sponsor the show that way. I would really appreciate it. And thank you for all of you who listen. And thank you in advance for praying for Pray Every Day. I just so appreciate you.